Okay, we are back with you inside the Quicken Loan Studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, yahoosportsradio.com. And it is hard to believe that the National Football League, the preseason, will begin in 2 weeks with a game on August 3rd featuring the Giants and the Bills. So it is never too early to start analyzing all the favorites. That's why we have, once again, extended an invitation to our very own Sean Salisbury of YSR to get his perspective, his insight on the season ahead. But my first question to you, Sean, I know you're looking forward to your big road trip with all the gang out in Las Vegas, and you better be on your best behavior.
I always am. My mom lives there, and my sister, so I got no choice. You know, my mom still makes me take trash out and do all that. So, yes, it'll be family, and I'd love to get my son to fly in for a minute if he could. But it'll be a great week for us, obviously, with our new deal with the Palazzo and being a part of that in the Venetian, and I think it'll be awesome. But who doesn't want to do sports in 100-degree weather in a nice hotel in Vegas in July? So I'm really excited about it, grateful for the relationship. But I got no children. Now, Granato, you had to worry about him. He'll be on the tables all day and all night and catch him and the whole group. I'll be the guy that's refreshed and ready to go for the show. They'll all be heavy-eyed and wondering where their wallet went because they spent it all to tables.
So you guys won't be spending any time at the pool. You guys are like the tannest guys in radio between you and Granato.
He golfs. I'm out training quarterbacks and playing golf and doing the beach when I'm out on the West Coast. So, there's no question. And I'm double dipping. I got a quarterback I train in Vegas, and I'll be on the field with him early in the morning. And then a group's coming in from Arizona that I train. So my days are going to be spent 3.5 hours early in the morning from like 6 to 10. And then go do the show all day. So I'll get tanner, but it's a work trip for me. So I don't have the time to gamble like all these other clowns do. I'm a businessman.
So you're head down, hiney up, correct?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Well, listen, there's a number of NFL storylines we want you to get your perspective on. Let's start off with the reigning Super Bowl champions. Your former team, the Seahawks, can they repeat? I'm going to make it easy. Can they repeat as Super Bowl champs?
They can, but it's so tough, Biggie. It is when you're thinking about having to go out there and stay hungry. And anybody that you ever talk to, they all say they stay hungry, but the natural progression in human nature is you maybe spend a little more time on the banquet circuit. Russell Wilson was doing some baseball trips. I'm not saying they're not focused. I mean, if Pete Carroll's great at it, if nothing else, which is he's great at a lot of things, is to be able to put a smile on these guys' face and make them take it serious, but in the process have fun doing it. He did it and changed SC, the face of USC. He's doing it in Seattle. So it's okay to have fun. The key is winning the first one's hard. Winning the second one, especially if it's back-to-back, is even tougher. So it depends on how they come in. And I think this offseason, when everybody was complaining about the Richard Sherman wide receiver fight on the field, I loved it because it tells me they're still hungry, that they're not getting fat and happy, and that they're not saying, oh, we're the Super Bowl champions. We'll turn it up in August when training camp starts. So I'm really impressed with the way that they're going about their business. And I think there's enough great leadership and chip on their shoulder still, because half the world thinks last year was a fluke. Oh, they couldn't have done that. You can't play that well again back-to-back. And there's even teams that think they can manhandle the Seahawks. So I think they're special. I think they got better. And a quarterback will be a year wiser. As long as that defense continues to stay hungry and they don't turn it over, they'll have a chance. But, man, their division is brutal. The NFC is brutal. I don't think they'll repeat, but I'm going to tell you, not since the New England Patriots have I felt the team was this good and good enough to repeat. The key is how much they beat each other up in that division, because all four teams can play defense.
Well, Seattle, if they were to repeat, they would be the ninth team to do that. You're talking about Russell Wilson. I mean, he really is. He's got a different vibe to him. He's a different kind of a cat. Sean, I mean, you're a former NFL quarterback. What is the most impressive aspect of his game?
You know what? I said this before he even teed it up, and maybe the first month of last year, Big E, is that I felt that he was as poised as any player in the league. Not second-year player. I'm talking about as any quarterback. You go down the list and say, okay, unflappable. See, I always believe that great athletes, Jordan, I don't care who it is, Joe Montana, when the temperature of a game goes up, when it's at its most, when the rest of us are choking on our own spit because we can't focus, their blood pressure goes down. And I'm being serious. If you took Michael Jordan's blood pressure in the key of a game, I'll bet you it's lower than his resting heart rate when he's just hanging out. I believe that. And I think Montana was the same. There's an ability, and I don't know if you're born with it, if you can get it, but to gather yourself and play your best at the hardest time. I think Russell Wilson's like that. Now, he's got some things to do in the pocket as a passer, but the most impressive thing for me is his poise under pressure, that PUP, the ability to relax and to take care of his business and not let the chaos of a football game, even when he's playing poorly, to take over. And he has an innate ability to do that. I love him, and he will continue to work. The key here, I've been divorced. I've seen athletes, and when you're going through girl struggles, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm going to keep a close eye on a gal who's been his wife and girl for a long time. When something like that happens, and you can't help but human nature to be affected by it. The key is, how much will the effect off the field affect him on the field? And can he continue to be that guy that kind of hangs his adversity outside the door and when he goes into the building to play? And I think he can, but you never wish that upon anybody. But how he overcomes that will be interesting as well this year.
You're talking about how Russell Wilson, how he will embrace the pressure and kind of go through some difficulties off the field. What about Seattle? How will they handle the pressure of their own success?
I think they're already handling it pretty well. They, like I said, I believe that whether you win or lose, you take on the personality of your leader. And on that team, you take, now Richard's a leader, Richard Sherman, but Richard is the talker. But Pete's kind of, Pete's got a cockiness. Pete Carroll has got an arrogance about him, but it's a good arrogance. Russell Wilson, while he seems to be so humble and gracious, but you can't be as successful as him and not have this belief that we can do it again. You must, the single-minded, focused, I don't know if it's an arrogance, a football confidence that says, yeah, of course I can do it again. And the great ones say one's not enough, that the second one will be more of a dagger to the rest of the league than the first one, because now we're going to show people that, yes, we can, after an offseason of writing books and going to banquets and doing commercials and being on the cover of Madden, that we can refocus. And I think there's enough intelligence, enough toughness, and enough good football players on there that they can. And you know what? When you look at Cam Chancellor and Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch, they're just not mentally and emotionally strong teams. Let's just face facts. They're physical, full-grown men. And I think that when you're playing in that division with the 49ers, you can't help but want to be competitive, because if you don't, you're going to have a good supply of body bags on the field because everybody's so physical. So they're a unique team. They really are. They've had some losses this offseason, but also had some gains. We'll see coming out early in training camp and in the first month of the season just how into it they are, because you can't get down in that division.
And you certainly can't ease into it. Hey, Sean Salisbury is joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And Sean, of course, you played many, many years in the NFL. What does it take to be a winning quarterback at that level?
I wish I knew. No, you know what? Obviously, you have to be born.
You had longevity in the league.
Yes, 10 years of it. But I'll tell you what, and being around, more importantly than me playing it, but being around, I learned one thing. Two knee injuries and not having an ACL and having to fight through that part of it made me a tougher, better player, which I didn't appreciate when I was in high school and college, and everything seemed to come easy to you. But being around Warren Moon and talking to Dan Marino and talking to Steve Young and playing with some great players, more importantly than not just what I learned, but watching other guys do it and being a backup to some of these, Jim McMahon, all of them had different, McMahon, who had a great ability. And this is one of my favorite, to me, when I'm training quarterbacks, I say the first thing you must have is a toughness. When they say, what do you mean by toughness? So you can fight somebody? No. When you apply physical toughness to be able to stand back there and get hit in the chin and still deliver the ball. Because I asked Dan Fouts when I was playing years ago, who may be the best pocket passer we've ever had, or the toughest pocket passer. Before a game Saturday, I was getting ready to start, and Dan was broadcasting. And I said, Dan, what's the number one thing a quarterback has to have to prove that he's a leader? He said, you better put your foot in the ground and grit your teeth and take a shot in the mouth so your teammates appreciate that you're willing to stand back there for them as they are for you. And it's the truth. That was the greatest part of leadership. So I tell my quarterbacks, I need mental and emotional toughness and physical toughness to where when you're 6 out of 20, your wife hates you, your girlfriends are booing you, the coach doesn't even want to look at you, the fans are telling you how bad you stink, can you still overcome that and win? McMahon was great at that. He could go 6 out of 24 and still find a way to win. And then the emotion to keep it in check, like Warren Moon, I could never tell if he threw 5 interceptions or 5 touchdowns. It was always the same. And he's got a lot of Russell Wilson, and I talked to Warren about him. They're very similar, and Warren has spent some time because he's the broadcaster in Seattle. So to me, the great ones are able to take ordinary and make it extraordinary. You take a 6 and make him a 9. You take a 9 and make him a 10. And if you got a 10 or a guy that's that good, you keep him there. So for me, the number one thing is your ability to deal with all the crazy stuff around you. And as far as the physical part, accuracy. You got to be able to know who to get and how to get him and throw it on time and to the right guy.
What is your belief, that toughness can be learned?
I do believe that you can learn some of it, but I think the emotional toughness, a lot of times you either have or you don't. The ability to say, I don't care what everybody else is thinking except my teammates. And it's a hard thing to do. I think a lot of great leaders are born with it, but you can enhance it. I don't know if you can completely change it 180 degrees, but you can adjust it.
Well, one of the guys that certainly has enhanced it with the Seattle Seahawks, of course, is head coach Pete Carroll. In my estimation, I really believe that he is perhaps undervalued in the NFL.
No question. He's getting paid like he deserves, but as far as undervalued, I think because Pete's so fun-loving, people don't think he's serious. A Super Bowl and a dominant team. Pete's as serious as it gets when he needs to be. I think he's got a good mix of understanding life and football.
No doubts that about his ability to coach. Sean, it's always a pleasure to have you working some overtime before the big road trip.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. Stick around. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night.